As a Libertarian candidate, we're dealing with the major structural issues that our country faces. It's a spending crisis, Max, and we need to rein in spending.
People, when they look at the ballot, they see three names. So what makes you different from either Mr. Stewart or Senator Kaine?
Well, I think that's it. I mean, the whole reason I'm running this campaign is to, you know, end the federal debt. We have a deficit now that tops the military budget in the United States of America, and this is completely unsustainable. The duopoly in Washington, the Republicans and the Democrats, are offering the same tired solutions to these magnanimous problems we face. And I don't think they're being honest with the American people about how big a serious problem that we have is directly in front of us.
So what actually would be your solution then if you think that their solutions are no good?
So, I mean, look, take entitlements, for example. I would, certainly look to moving Social Security to a public-private partnership and then moving it to a private partnership wherein, you know, individuals have private retirement accounts with their name on them, with an ID number, and that actually is getting a decent return on investment, so we can, secure millions of Americans' retirements. You know, retirement's just too important to give to the government. That's just one example where I differ.
People sometimes look at this and say, well, would I be throwing my vote away not voting for a Democrat or Republican? How do you respond to those concerns?
Yeah, au contraire. I mean, look, if the Libertarian Party or any third party, and particularly in the state of Virginia, tops a 10% threshold, then we're going to be on the ballot automatically for the next 5 years. This dramatically changes things. It puts both the Democrat and Republican Party establishment on notice that they can no longer offer up the same old tired solutions to Americans. So you have a Reform Party, Constitution Party, Libertarian Party, Green Party, others coming into the debate. Vote for Matt Waters is a vote for change, magnificent change, big change in Washington. So
the other two candidates have held elected office. What experience do you bring to this that would make this work for you?
Yeah, good question. I mean, I think first of all, I'm an independent businessman. I've run my own business for 10 years. That's partly that. I'm certainly a family man and understand what the tax implications are, what spending implications are. Having a family of five, we homeschool. We have to take care of that on our own. And then what I've done professionally in my consulting business is consult with multiple candidates, multiple campaigns, PACs, state ballot initiatives. So I've been working with these issues for a number of years, and I feel like I've got a pretty good handle on the structural things that Washington can and can't do and what we should and shouldn't do.
Is this election local or is it national? Obviously, a lot of people have one way or the other talked about President Trump as it relates to this, but are there more local issues that you think are important, or is it that more national debt type of issue in President Trump?
Yeah, so for a Senate race, I think you're talking about national issues. It's certainly more national in scope because, honestly, the Senate doesn't, you know, and shouldn't involve itself in local politics or, you know, state politics necessarily. There's certainly some overlap. You know, and here in Virginia, I do believe that, you know, certainly Trump is an issue. I think that's going to be loom large over this election and multiple others. But, you know, as a Libertarian candidate, I think the election plays a national role, that if a Libertarian candidate can achieve a 10% threshold, that will send shockwaves to the establishment that the Libertarian Party is here to stay. So I think it could be national in that way.
Do you support President Trump, or are there particular policies of his you support or oppose?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a mixed bag. I mean, you know, I think there's some things that Trump is at least talking about that make some sense. I mean, you know, troop withdrawals in Germany of 42,000 troops, or, you know, pulling out of South Korea, 28,000 troops in Japan. We have, I think, 45,000 troops in Japan. You know, these things make a lot of sense to me, and the troops are sworn to uphold and defend the United States Constitution and the United States of America. And, being involved in other countries, over 150, It makes no sense, both constitutionally and even economically. So I would agree with Trump on that. But there are other things like tariffs, where we're jacking up tariffs that you know push against my my free market and capitalistic instincts that say that those are costs that the American people are going to bear. So I would disagree on that.
Because some of the debt talk might appeal to especially to people who normally consider themselves as Republicans. Can you kind of differentiate yourself from Mr. Stewart?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, look, Corey, I know Corey, good, decent guy. But I disagree on tax cuts. I mean, he's raised taxes 6 or 7 times down there in Prince William County. He put the taxpayers on the hook for a stadium down there in Prince William County. These are things I don't think the government should be doing. I think if you sign a no tax cut pledge, which he did, and I think later regretted, I'm going to sign the pledge and I'm going to stick with no tax cuts, no spending increases. You certainly are not going to see me do those types of things. So that's one thing. And then the other thing really is how we spend money and what's the proper role of government. I mean, the proper role of government in the libertarian mind is that it's to protect our rights, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, or our property. Beyond that, the government shouldn't be doing it. That means there's a very limited role for government. And so I'm looking at agencies and departments to eliminate or privatize or to downsize. And that kind of talk, that used to be Republican speak years ago, not any longer. And again, I'll tell you the other thing, I'm for a balanced budget amendment. The Republican Party has abandoned that as well.
Did you at one point consider yourself a Republican? And was there something that caused you to leave? Or have you always sort of seen yourself as a libertarian?
Yeah, so, I'm a recovering Republican and really made the change back in 2008 when I heard a Texan by the name of Ron Paul speak. And it really made a lot of sense with me. It made a lot of sense with my own faith, in fact. So take the constant 24/7 war machine that we have, and we're involved around the globe right now. It just made a lot of sense to me to say that, we probably shouldn't be involved in our foreign entanglements, as George Washington put it, put us at risk. They don't actually help us and secure our freedoms. I think they actually make us less free. And I think that's bearing itself out even right now in the current events we're seeing play out.
It sounds like you're, we'll say, realistic about the odds here. But were you to be elected, how would any of this work if you were out there on your own in the Senate?
Yeah, that's a good question, Max. I mean, I'd be the first test of this type of thing, and I would see myself working with some Democrats, Cory Booker and others, on drug legalization and ending the war on drugs and reforming the criminal justice system. I would be working with civil libertarians on surveillance and reining in the Patriot Act, and trying to repeal the Patriot Act, for example. I'd also be working probably with Republicans on issues of some fiscal responsibility. I hope there's a few of them up there still talking about these things on budget and fiscal restraint. So, I'd be working with both and hopefully the best of both.
Is there any other issue or anything we didn't talk about that is important to you you'd think people should know about?
Well, I think my philosophy, the libertarian philosophy, it comes at it this way. It comes at it from a personal responsibility point of view, right? So people ask questions about health care. I think health care is too important to give to Washington to solve. I think the environment, the questions facing the environment right now are too important to give to the Environmental Protection Agency. I think our retirement security is far too important to give to Washington bureaucrats and agencies to manage our retirement, because what they've shown is they can't do it well. And it's not evil intent or malice. It's just that it's so big, it's unmanageable. It's called the administrative state, is how my friends in the Austrian School of Economics talk, right? And that's what we're faced with. We've got a giant administrative state that's too big to manage, to give every 350 million Americans or thereabouts solutions to all of our problems. It just can't be done. And I think it has to go back to individuals. It has to go back to the private sector. These are the things that work. And this is the genius of Americanism, is this American exceptionalism, is capitalism. And our Constitution has a very limited role for government.
So what would you consider a success on November 6th?
Well, certainly a threshold of 10% would be a huge big victory for the Libertarian Party. It keeps us in the game for the next 5 years. We're officially recognized by the state of Virginia, and then we don't have to fight to get on the ballot every year and spend lots of money to do that. So that would certainly shake up the status quo system here in Virginia, and hopefully lay the groundwork for future libertarian candidates and even other third-party candidates to challenge the status quo, because it needs to be done. We really need some fresh thinking here in Washington on these important, critically important policy questions.